This is Lesson 5 of the Sifat series, the series that accurately presents how each Arabic letter is pronounced. In this lesson, we'll start discussing the second category of Sifat, which are the Sifat, or characteristics, with no opposites. We call them in Arabic, الصفات التي لا ضد لها. There are in total 8 characteristics with no opposites. And as you're about to find out, each of these characteristics is a unique trait on its own, which is different from the first category of sifat that we have already talked about in the first 4 lessons, the sifat with opposites, which means that, for example, al-hams, or silence, had an opposite side to it, al-jahr, or loudness. But for the category at hand today, this is not the case, and each of these characteristics is on its own. And depending on their difficulty and relevance, they will be bundled together in a single lesson. So, in the first lesson, we'll discuss these 3 characteristics, which are الصفير, التفشي, and اللين. So let's get started to see what these characteristics are and how they can help us improve our Qur'an recitation. Starting with الصفير. And الصفير literally means whistling. And this characteristic or trait is present in 3 letters. Sin, Sad, and Zay. So what is الصفير? Well, it refers to a sharp sound that must accompany these 3 letters when they are pronounced, which is something that you can and should clearly hear when pronouncing any of these letters. S, as, ez. So now you should be able to hear that rather high pitch hissing sound, which resembles whistling. This is the trait that we are talking about here, and that must be audible when pronouncing any of these letters. So, is that really necessary? I mean, what can go wrong here? Well, performing this sifa can be affected by some malpractices. Number 1. Performing the whistling action in any of the 3 letters must not involve any deliberate lip movement, because doing this alters the sound of the letter. This deliberate lip movement could be done by protruding the lips outwards. S, as, ez. Or pressing the tongue too hard against the front teeth. S, as, ez. Which are both actual mistakes that some learners make when they're trying to show the whistling state of the letter or performing the letter with some exaggeration. Secondly, for some people, the whistling trait is too weak to hear or completely non-existent. And this is a common mistake if you're not paying attention when pronouncing these letters.
يسمعون الصلاة يزكى.
While the sharpness of this high-pitched sound should be clear, but not exaggerated at the same time.
يسمعون الصلاة يزكى.
So this was the first trait, الصفير. The second characteristic is التفشي. The word التفشي means spreading out, or dispersing and scattering. And we find it in only one letter, which is sheen. And this trait accurately describes how the sound disperses itself when it leaves the mouth. So as you can see here, the sound isn't produced as sharp, but rather spreading out. This spreading out of the sound is what gives the sheen its unique sound. Ash, ash. So, this trait is basically showing the shushing sound of the sheen, which should happen automatically. But then again, there are some malpractices that can affect the production of this sound. And the first one would then be if the application of this trait is somehow muted or not fully performed, like if we said
غواش فراشة,
while it should be much clearer without exaggeration.
غواش فراشة.
Secondly, it is important to know that producing this trait may be accompanied by a natural lip formation, which is fine. But this lip movement should not be exaggerated or applied deliberately, since in certain cases, it alters the sound and it could produce some sort of a whistling sound.
Ash, ash.
So, when pronouncing this letter, make sure that you're not applying any deliberate action with your lips because it may alter the sound of the letter. And the last characteristic of this lesson is alin. And alin means easiness or softness. And we find it in only two letters in Arabic. They are waw and ya, but only when they are preceded by a letter with fatha. So what exactly is a lean? We say lean letters, hurufu lean. But what is it exactly? Well, these two letters have this trait of softness or easiness because of the way they are pronounced, which should happen with easiness and softness, without imposing any burden on the tongue, since these two sounds have such a wide space for their articulation point.
Aw. Ay.
And so, if the softness or easiness of pronunciation is not applied, and instead you press the tongue, like if you, for example, said
خوف بيت,
it would be considered mispronunciation. Instead, you should pronounce words with lean letters without putting too much pressure on the articulators to pronounce the letters correctly with lean.
خوف بيت.
Finally, we have to emphasize on the importance of the short vowel that comes before the lean letters in order for them to function as lean letters. Because if they, for example, were preceded by a short vowel of the same nature, so ضم and كسرة, we'll then have مد letters instead of lean letters, and they would sound like this.
U-I,
which are different letters with different characteristics.
U-tu, I-man.
And if the letters themselves had vowels on them, like let's say fatha, we'll then have wa, ya, which would also be treated differently, and they would have different characteristics.
Walad, yalid.
However, we certainly can't deny that there are some similarities between these versions. But to specifically apply the lean trait that we just explained, then they have to fulfill these criteria. So these were الصفير, التفشي, and اللين, the three of eight characteristics of this lesson. And in the next lesson, inshallah, we'll tackle another group of characteristics to gain more details and insights about the pronunciation of Arabic letters. Thanks for watching. If you want to start reading and understanding the Quran in Arabic, then you should start your journey right here. And don't forget to check out my latest book, which goes perfectly with this free course. I'll leave the links for all of them in the description, so check them out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.